Should you try to platinum Outer Wilds? Outer Wilds is an indie action adventure game out now for PlayStation, Xbox, Steam, and Nintendo Switch, where your goal is to explore a solar system stuck in a time loop that ends with the sun going supernova. It has 19 bronze, 3 silver, and 9 gold trophies. With the Xbox and Steam achievements being the same, should you try to 100% it? There are no online, bug, glitch, or missable trophies. When it comes to the number of playthroughs, as you'll be dying over and over, either because of Supernova or because you're just messing around, there's going to be parts of the game that you see multiple times, multiple places places you'll visit multiple times as you gather information. But there is a ending that you'll only experience once. I have about 21 hours in this game. You can easily do it faster if you have a guide, but I highly recommend going as blind as possible, and necessarily just once you get your feet grounded on how to play, on the controls, and what you're naturally doing, you can, you know, start looking at the trophies list and then seeing what you have to do, stuff like that. When it comes to what's going to be taking majority of time when it comes to platinuming this game is that there's a ship log and you have to complete it by fighting all the lore in the game, which does save as you reset your loop, so, you know, there's no need to having to speedrun this or anything like that. You can just get it casually and slowly fill it out as you explore. Outside that, the only thing that may take you some time depends on how well you learn to fly the ship. Doing something like enter the giant deep ocean fast enough to break through the current, which obviously doesn't make sense because you've not played the game. But that one could be a little rough. I know that took me about 3 tries to do because I just kept missing, or it just didn't register. I don't think I did. I just barely missed it. There's also one for Manny flying to the sun station. That might be a little rough. Once again, it's based on your skill. For difficulty, I would give 4 out of 10. If you're really good at flying your ship, probably like a 3 out of 10. Nothing really is going to be too much challenging. It's more just exploring, just a little bit of patience, here or there a little bit of skill when it comes to navigating. For fun, I give it a 9 out of 10. This game is a lot of people's game of the year. I had a lot of fun with the story and lore. The gameplay is pretty fun. I also did, you know, I'm just in general just learning, reading of the lore and stuff like that, and what's happening, what's going on. I thought it was just super interesting. Plus, none of the trophies do any difficulty or any difficult or anything like that. Now, when it comes to the main roadblock to 100%ing this game, nothing really. It's a pretty quick, easy, and chill platinum. And with that being said, I do recommend platinuming Outer Wilds.